Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Football might be over for the season, but basketball is in full steam for both pro and college hoops. From all the latest odds, totals, player performance props, to where the next fired coach is going to land, BetOnline is the number one spot for all of your sports betting needs. Head over to the website or use your mobile devices to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, to get started. And it's not just basketball. BetOnline is your source for hockey, boxing, and UFC odds. From sports right down to your favorite Vegas casino games, BetOnline is your number one online wagering destination. Bet online, the fastest and easiest way to wager on all of your favorite sports and play your favorite games. Bet online, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards of Football. It's our NFL Draft Prospect Special. Today, we're going to highlight cornerback Mykael Wright out of the University of Oregon. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm Mr. Football Vincent Turner. And joining me, as he's been over the past 2 months, talking about all these great cornerbacks that's going to enter the 2022 NFL draft, is my man. Let me get all the awards and let me get the things right here before I announce. Out of Delray Beach, Florida, by way of Florida State, the gentleman who changed the fortunes of the program, did nobody even know about Florida State. But back in 1979, his junior year, the Seminoles showed the world what time that program was going to be. That Saturday afternoon in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, when they went down there and beat a very good LSU team. And everybody did like this, way back. And they said, oh, Lord, it's going to be on in Tallahassee. Then he played 12 great years with the Atlanta Falcons. Remember that one team, he played 12 years. First round draft pick in the 1981 draft. All them special players. Lawrence Taylor, Hugh Green, Dennis Smith. Outstanding class. And we are very fortunate. And I'm going to say this if I don't ever say it again. In my 61 years, growing up in Memphis, Tennessee, being able to go to the University of Arkansas for 4 years, making my way down here to Atlanta, Georgia, I never thought I'd be doing a football platform video with a gentleman that played 12 years in the league and a gentleman that I saw play. Because when I used to come home for the Christmas holidays from Fayetteville, Arkansas, to Memphis, Tennessee, my great father, who's still living today, oh, Lord, born on February the 26th, turned 84 years old. On New Year's Day, we used to watch the Orange Bowl. And I watched this young man standing in front of me doing his thing at a high level against the Oklahoma Sooners, Boomer Sooner, Billy Sims. My man, Bobby Butler, how you doing, sir?
Man, I'm doing great. I'm excited, man, about this guy today we're going to talk about. He reminds me so much of myself, Vincent. Because of size only, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
so
sir.
When I see a kid like Mr. Mykael Wright, 5'11", you know, I like how they list him in the program. They list him in the program like they used to list me. He was 185 pounds in the program.
Yes,
man,
sir.
Soaking wet, he 173 pounds.
Yes, sir.
You know, and so I love talking about young men like this, all right? I mean, this kid played in a great program. He played at the University of Oregon. You know, the University of Oregon has always got great football talent. They always play with perimeter guys, you know, wide receivers, quarterbacks, even great running backs come out of Oregon. But, you know, DBs come out of there too as well, and edge rushers. But this guy, 5'11", 173 on a good day, right? Just had the NFL Combine. He didn't do well in the NFL combine as far as one of the things when you're that small, Vincent, your 40 time has got to be off the charts, right?
Yes, sir.
So I can't say he pushed himself up the chart and gained any ground as far as his draft position, but yet and still, he's a solid prospect. And when you watch him play the game, he's got good awareness with quick feet. You know, he's fluid in his back pedal. You know, when he turn and run, you know, he don't have ups and downs in his hips. He's got good ball skills, you know, plays. This is what I like about him. He plays the ball as if it was thrown to him. So in other words, when the quarterback put that ball in the air, he's thinking, hey, look, he ain't just throwing it to the receiver. This is my ball. It's fair game. It's my ball. He plays like that. He's athletic, you know. He has good game speed, Vincent, for the position. You know, he's great. He has great timing on jump balls. I like that. He's going to need that when you're 5'11". Really, listen, at 5'10 and a half. So in the NFL on the next level, you know, receivers are big, you know, especially out wide, which I don't believe he's going to be an out wide corner on the next level. I believe he'll be a slot corner on the inside. But he's good in zone coverage. Because he's got great awareness, you know, his eyes back on the quarterback, like that about him, right? Change directions with ease, you know, getting in and out of his breaks, change direction with ease. You know, when you play slot corner in the NFL, Vincent, one of the things you got to be aware of is the option routes. So you got to be able to change direction with ease, man. You know, they start in, then they work their way back out. So, you know, so I think that's a benefit for him. One of the things he did well in college, and, you know, in the NFL, the more you can do, the better, right? This kid is a great kickoff returner, right? I mean, he's a great kickoff returner. You know, he put two in the end zone last year. And dude, you know, he probably averaged over 30 yards a kickoff return. Great special teams player. The more you can do in the NFL, you know, it's going to be an attribute for him, right? So I'm excited because when you think about the last few drafts, now, when we talk about my day, way back in the old day, I'm old school, so, you know, I'm old. You know, we only had three corners on the roster with the Falcons when I played my first few years until the evolution of the game changed and people started playing with three, four wides before I left. And then you had to have at least five, six corners on the roster. Now, every team has got to have at least eight. So I say all that to say this, you know, let's look back at 2019. 32 corners were drafted in 2019, Vincent. That's a lot of corners taken in the draft. We're not talking about DBs. We're talking about corners. Mm-hmm. And in 2020, they took 27 corners. Last year, 38 corners were drafted in the NFL. So, you know, this guy's going to get drafted. You know, he's a commodity. You know, even with his size, 5'10 and a half, 173 pounds, he's a commodity. He's going to do good in camp. Somebody's going to get a good player once they get him in camp. But here's the problem. I can't guess where his draft status is going to be because right now he's ranked as still the 20th overall corner to be taken in the draft. On the big board, they got him 149th still right now. But with all that being said, you never know. And here's the good thing. He will get in camp, and I think he will make a name for himself, right? I don't think going into the draft, he's really done himself anything. I hope that, you know, on pro day, he can go out there and run a 4.4 40. And if he can do that, that's going to change his draft status.
When you talk about Mekel Wright, Bobby, you know how we do it. We got mm-hmm. certain cliches. Mm-hmm. This young man is a rubber. Rubbers are we.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say this. You brought out one good point. He plays the ball like the ball is thrown to him.
Yes.
Then you're looking at the production. I'm looking at the young man. He didn't have a great 40 time. I'm glad you didn't put it out there, Bobby. But he ran, what, 4.6, I think?
Yeah, 4.57, 4.6.
Yeah, that's all right, though.
Mm-hmm.
But he had 113 tackles.
Mm-hmm.
Six tackles for loss.
Mm-hmm.
Two interceptions, 17 pass defenses in his career.
Mm-hmm.
Then, Bobby, you brought up the great thing that a lot of people were watching. You said he played in a good program under a good coach, Mario Cristobal.
That's right.
So he's been coaching on the NFL level. But when I think about a man, I watch his film, I look at something like a little spirit in him, that rebel spirit, like Pat Thomas was at Texas A&M, like Jeremiah Castile was at Alabama. And look at the pedigree come from Oregon, Mel Riffro.
Yes, sir.
Rashad Bowman, Alex Molden, Chris Olden, Willie Teal at LSU. Lord have mercy. Ricky Dixon at Oklahoma. Back here locally here at Georgia, Terry Hogue.
Well, you're talking good. When he was
on and blocked that field goal.
Yes, sir.
In the championship game and then on had a good career. Then Ted McDaniel at Tennessee. Then Darryl Ray at Oklahoma. Johnny Johnson at Texas. Ronnie Lott, who you know personally at SC. Oh, yeah. He had that rubber attitude.
Yes, sir.
Along with his running partner, Dennis Smith. Then Dana Hall at the University of Washington. Then another player that people don't talk about, George Teague at Alabama when he ran down Lamar Thomas. Dude, that's rubbles.
The greatest player in college football history.
John Taylor. Everybody talk about Ed Reed, but Ed Reed would be an afterthought if John Taylor went with the glory. Benny Blades, yes, Rob sir. Woodson, Louis Oliver. The great Johnny Rowland, 1965, had that rubber attitude at Missouri. Dick Anderson in 1961 with Colorado had that rubber attitude. Along with his deep. Partner, Jake Scott, 1960 at Georgia.
You're going deep.
Rubbles are we.
Yeah.
I like this young man here. Looking at his film, the one thing I looked at him, he's always around the football.
Yes.
I ain't going to pay no attention to what he did at the combine. Mm-hmm. I don't care about him being 20th ranked. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you, whatever team drafts him, just my opinion, mm-hmm. I didn't play in the league. I'm just a fan. I follow the game immensely. I love the draft. I love the stories of these young players. I love the story from him. And he's from the state of California. California, yeah, hey, the city of Compton, L.A. Final words about Mekhi'l Wright. I love the young man.
Well, I agree with you, Vincent, on every level. You know, see, here's the thing about the NFL. You know, the combine, you know, for me, it's overrated. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yes,
all
sir.
That stuff is overrated. At the end of the day, can he play football, right? And I think this kid, and here's the great thing about all the data that the NFL collects now in evaluating players. It don't mean jack. It really don't mean jack. But at the end of the day, you say this kid is a rebel, right? All they're going to do is tick him off. When he get to camp, he's going to want to prove himself. And so I would tell this young man, if I can speak to him right now, don't worry about the draft. Don't worry about going first, second, third round. Just get in. And when you get in, make them see you every day. Show up every day. Show them what they was missing out on. Let this draft be a motivator for you when you come in. I like this kid, man. You know, like I say, he's my size, right? And so, you know, he's gonna make somebody a good slot corner in the NFL. I can't wait to see him. I can't wait to see what happened in the draft, and then I can't wait to see him, you know, work his way up the depth chart when he get in camp.
My one main question to you, Bobby, is this: you know, the one thing. And let me stop using the words, you know. I'm going to get eloquent here. What I want to say, being a football player at the highest level, I really thought that that's what I want to be. But what I learned is that sometimes you got to find your niche. But I know this, is becoming a professional football player at this level, man, you're in a class of elite. And I want to tell you that. It's not people walking around every day that say they ain't played in the National Football League. Let's be real here today. That's why we're so blessed here at 100 Yards of Football. To play it at a high level. The one thing I know is this. You could talk about all the measurements. You could talk about all the verticals. You could talk about all the 40s. It's like my great uncle, Opie Turner, who is 80 years old in Memphis, Tennessee, the number one University of Memphis basketball fan.
Wow.
He said, one thing you can't teach in this life, it's your heart.
Heart, that's right.
It's what inside here.
What's inside there? That's right, bro.
And when you brought up this guy, it's similar to you, Bobby. That's what I see in him.
Right.
What's inside here, that heart. That's what I feel about on that field. When I watch him, Bobby, I watch you.
Absolutely.
And so you should know.
Right.
You could talk about all the speed, but Bobby, Wilson, I'm asking you, you're the damn 100 yards of football. Mm-hmm. What was the main thing that got you over?
Well, here's the thing, and you said it, heart has got everything to do with it. You know, you can't judge the book by the cover, ladies and gentlemen. You know, it's what's on the inside of a man that's the man, and that's going to make him. And you know, when you're small, Vincent, you always got to prove yourself, especially in the game of football. And yeah. I see that the way he plays. He plays that way. He's proven himself, right? And so he's going to get to camp. And, you know, they might not notice on the first couple of days, but something's going to happen along these lines. Because it happened to me. I was the first round pick. It happened to me. First time I showed up at the Falcon Complex, the day they drafted me, they flew me up the same day to hold a press conference. I was the first round. Everybody who looked at me looked me up and down like, they drafted him? Right? And then, I want you to hear this now. So later on that evening, after all the fanfare, the assistant equipment manager named Horace Daniels took me in his bar. And we were just sitting in there talking. Nobody was at the Falcon Complex. And then all of a sudden, this little short guy came into the complex named Reggie Supernet Smith from North Carolina Central, right? And he was on the Falcons roster. He was a wide receiver. Now, he was a tiny, tiny guy. He looked me up and down. And this was the first words came out of his mouth. Oh, they're going to break you. See, I had been hearing that my whole life. Right? And then it took me about two practices. I got in there, and I shut all that down. Me and a running back got into it, and I picked him up and slammed him in practice. Got all their respect, right? And next thing you know, I'm starting, and I'm one of the guys, just like that, right? So you got to go in there and prove yourself. Show them you ain't no chump, right? Do what you do, right? He's there. He's not playing at some school we never heard of. This kid playing at Oregon at a high level. You know, so look, he can play the game. I can't wait to see him, man. It's all about what's on the inside of him.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Final words, we'd like to say special thanks to our producer, Mr. Logan Landers. We're going to have a cliche. The cliche is rebels. As the great group Chic, we are rebels. Rebels are we. We want to be free, my body and me. This young man going to be a rebel at the next level. Absolutely. In the 2022 NFL draft, and he's going to be a special player. I really believe that. Absolutely. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm Mr. Football Vincent Turner. And joining me, the legend, 12-year vet, Florida State great. Let me end it. Delray Beach, Florida, Mr. Bobby Butler. Y'all be blessed here on 100 Yards of Football.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football, Sports, Talk, Radio, on the Believe Podcast Network.